Island. Who knew?
Log Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
You, we are.
Go.
We say what we want. Give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time. You're afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna stop.
Hello, Earth. This is Uncensored Radio. I am one of your hosts. I am Jeffrey Ammon. And alongside of me tonight, there's one person out of the four. Mike J., you're here. Hi, Mike J., how are you?
I'm fantastic. We're really breaking records with our co-host on this show.
Two out of five is here. But it's our first show of 2014, and a big change kind of came our way. And I'm sure, you know, the 10 people that have been listening are kind of like, well, where the hell have they been? If they haven't checked our Facebook page, they didn't know that we've kind of cut the show back. It got a little overwhelming. I'm sure most of you that listen on a regular know that we've been airing a lot of encore presentations. Because it's scheduling-wise, it's just been kind of too hectic, too crazy, and too much for all of us to keep up with and for everybody to commit to five nights a week. So we're going to kind of reshuffle. There will no longer be shows on Monday, Tuesday right now. We will be on Wednesdays only at 9 p.m. Topher's show, No Rules, Just Mics, will be on Thursdays at 9 starting next week. He'll still be on at 8 tomorrow. And Lips on the Air is kind of on a hiatus right now. We're not sure if it's coming back or when. And then, of course, we still have Jake, who has stayed consistent through this whole time at 4 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. So that's kind of that in a nutshell, right? Anything else?
Man, times are tough. It's like when UPN went under. Oof.
I'm sorry. We can no longer broadcast 7 days a week.
That's like when Moisa got the boot. For those of you who are under this polar vortex or whatever the hell they're calling it now, it's just downright cold. I mean, I know, like, Jeff and I was going to ask someone what it was on the West Coast, but they ain't here. So I know for a fact that on the East Coast it's been very cold with the wind chill, like, single digits. On the West Coast, I do believe there are, you know, maybe 50s, 60s. There's a little trouble with the orange crop and stuff. But, Jeff, it was so cold this morning that when I went to use the John to go to the bathroom, when I pooped a fudgesicle.
Is that what you've been saving that you wouldn't tell me before the show? Is that really that?
That's what I've been saving, and it totally would have been more funny had we had more people here. But, yeah, that's right.
Maybe. Yeah, it maybe could have gone over. I don't know. Well, when they come, we'll just repeat it and pretend that you hadn't said it, and we'll just keep it between me, you, and the seven people listening. And
yeah.
We'll see what happens, if anybody else calls in or not, or we're doing this solo. And that's the other reason why we've cut it down to 1 day a week, because it's too hard to get everybody to be here. So in order to avoid just having two people doing the show, we cut it down to 1 day a week, thinking everybody would be able to be here. Well,
so far that plan is a bust.
Yeah. So my idea to save the show may, in essence, not really work. It is what it is. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm telling you first. It's been crazy, crazy. But we haven't talked to anybody since before Christmas. We've been off the air, enjoying a little downtime, which has been fantastic. Well, it's actually not been fantastic for me, because it's kind of been one shitty thing after the other. 2014 has not really started well for me. How about you?
It's off to a very busy start for me with my day job. In insurance, it has been an absolute nightmare lately. I'd like to thank everyone in the state of Massachusetts for not knowing how to drive. So I haven't really had time to sort of kick off some of my resolutions that I wanted to get going. one of them actually did start today. I know I think I mentioned it online or on our Facebook page, but I signed up for this food delivery service. No, I'm not on the Ricky Lake diet. I am not shooting to lose like 100 pounds because then I'd be dead. But, you know, every year I say I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go organic. I'm going to, you know, all that stuff. Everyone out there who's listening, who's single, or, you know, even Jeff, like you and Joey, just two people, you know, it's hard to cook for two people. Even harder if you're one person, because
I don't
plan
know
out to cook for one person. No, it's, let me tell you,
I don't know how to cook for one person. I can only cook for an army. Like, I don't know that it's even
true.
Like, I've tried to make a smaller pot of sauce. I can't do it. I just don't know how.
You are stuck on thinking you need to cook for the amount of people you had at your wedding every night of your life.
Well, because I feel like you never know. Because it always happens. When I do actually try to cook something smaller or, like, try to scale back the recipe, somebody ends up here for dinner. And I'm petrified that I will not have enough food. And I just couldn't, I would never be able to live with that. And I mean, that has kind of happened to the point where I ended up scrapping what we were going to make for dinner and I had to, like, order out.
Well, I mean, seriously, though, how often do you really, really think someone is going to drop by? Not every night?
In my life? Are you kidding?
Well, okay. I mean, I'm not, like, here's what I would do for you. I mean, normally it's you and Joe. Maybe, so that's two people. Maybe make enough so that there is enough food for four people. So in
that's what I normally do.
You know, someone does drop by, or I don't know if you're a big fan of the leftovers, like, you know, for lunch because you're home, just reheat, you know, or Joe can take it to work and reheat the microwave.
It is great. I can do that because for tax purposes, it's great for the daycare. I can make it kind of a big dinner, and then I can use the leftovers the next day to use for lunch for the daycare kids. And then my dinner meal is now a tax deduction, and that's perfectly legal.
So he says.
No, it is.
Remember?
That's the account. It is.
We are not tax professionals or doctors or lawyers. Any of the opinions we give you are our own, and see terms of use on the website. But, so, you know, I'm totally with you, though. It really is hard to cook for one person. That's something I have always struggled with living on my own. And I defaulted a lot of the time to, you know, frozen food. I mean, it's convenient. Yeah. It's there. There's enough for one person. I know it's disgusting. And I've gradually gotten myself out of that. But, you know, I can't eat chicken every night of the week. So, long story short, I signed up for this food delivery service. You can check it out. It's called HelloFresh.com. I believe they're a relatively new company. I don't think they go, they're not on the West Coast yet. I think they go to, like, down the entire East Coast and into, like, Ohio. I think maybe as far west as they go. But you can check their site. I did put a special offer for you guys on our Facebook page as well as I think it's on my Facebook wall. But I got my first shipment today. If you're not friends with me on Facebook, you should be, because I posted a ton of photos. I almost burnt my kitchen down. But I'm really impressed. Like, they send you everything.
It kind of looks like roadkill, Mike.
It tasted amazing, though. It, you know, don't blame the product. Blame the user.
Yeah, the photo he sent, like, if he was sending us photos throughout, like, his process of the package. At first, I thought it was, like, chocolates or something. I was like, oh, did you get me a gift basket? No, it's HelloFresh. And then you, like, threw it in the pot, and it just kind of looked like roadkill.
Well, it's, you know, it's a work in progress. It did turn out very well. I got to say, I am not even trained to boil water. So what I'm following these recipe cards, and it's, you know, like, put in the pasta, let it cook for 4 minutes, then put in the broccoli on top of it, let it cook another 5 minutes. Meanwhile, you need to have these onions sauteing on medium-low heat with olive oil for approximately 3 minutes before you add in the mushrooms. Like, I'm pulling my hair out. You know, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and then it's like, make sure you cook the beef only 45 seconds on each side. Then you got to set it aside in a bowl while you're doing this. I'm like, holy crap. No, it really wasn't that complicated. It's just complicated for me.
No, that sounds complicated. Like, that's a pain in the ass.
Like, I got to say, though, they don't lie when they tell you that you can have this from, you know, chopping to on your plate in 30 minutes or less. It was very quick. The portion sizes are very reasonable. I mean, I have leftovers. I mean, this is essentially what I'm doing. They're sending me 3 meals a week, but the serving sizes is enough for 2 people. So I'm essentially getting 6 meals out of this. And the normal cost on that, I want to say, was $70 a week, including shipping. So I'm basically getting dinner every night of the week, about, for like $11. You can't, you know, buy that amount of food in a grocery store. And without having that kind of variety.
No, you really can't. Not especially with fresh ingredients. It just does not happen that way. And, you know, I do think we have somebody else on the line with us now who maybe can go back to the whole Arctic drift. Troy, is that you?
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Let me pick up the phone because I'm probably... Hi, everyone.
Girl, where are you located these days in the States? Are you in the Arctic Drift or the semi-Arctic Drift?
I'm in all of it. I don't know. I just needed to stop.
Are you still in New York?
No. I'm actually headed to the airport right now. I don't like to give out my location. You know I'm very wanted, but I'm moving around as we speak.
Okay. Well, I hope your flight's not delayed. Well, we're trying to figure out, because none of the West Coast people showed up, we were trying to figure out what's the weather like out there. And I heard of Florida, it was like freezing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the one thing about the West Coast, they don't know what to do when the weather goes a different way other than 70 degrees and sunny. It's like, wait, what? I mean, what's happened? I mean, it's not even that... It's the elements more than I think mentally. That it's just like, what is this adjustment? We don't know what to do with this.
Right.
If it rained in L.A., if I needed to be somewhere, I would cancel it. Because, I mean, the streets are just ridiculous. They don't know what to do when it's not the norm. It's crazy. So.
It kind of kills me. I mean, I understand, like, in the, Michigan or whatever, it was like a minus 60 degrees or whatever. I don't know that I can do all that. But, like, in New York, I'm like, it's just how winter used to be. People don't remember, and they're losing their mind. They're like, it's so cold. It's like negative 10. Like, I remember as a kid, school got canceled all the time because it was that cold. Like, we just haven't had it in a few years. Like, what is the problem here?
Yeah, we have been spoiled.
We have short memories.
I'm starting up. This is why I work at home. Like, my biggest concern in the morning is how cold is the hallway going to be in between my bedroom and the bathroom. That's what I have to worry about.
Well, considering there's no heating, then it's very cold.
Well, I'm a big fan of the onesie, and I highly recommend it to everyone. They are making those for adults now. I make sure I have at least 2 at all times.
Yeah, but listen, how do you go to the bathroom in those? I mean, do they have a little hatch?
Well, we're women. We're used to having the, you know, it's basically a zip in the front. Well, my other one is all buttons. But either way, I'm a woman. Either way, you know, we're used to, we don't do hatches. It won't work out. it just won't do. So, and, you know, I always recommend wearing, like, something underneath. I would never just wear the onesie because the material that it's made from, like it's great. And it's like wearing a throw, but... kind of up against your own skin. I don't know how I would like that. I know people who do it. I just don't. So my point is, either way, you got to unzip, unbutton, adjust. But, I mean, you know, whatever. I'm warm from head to toe.
Yeah. I've had to bust out over the past couple weeks. My long underwear, a couple days ago, actually was wearing my ski pants to work because I work outside so much throughout the day. The only time I'm ever really warm is when I'm in my car, you know, real downside to this job. But, you know, you got a layer. You know, really be careful when you're out there because you can't have skin unexposed for, you know, more than like 2 minutes.
Oh, right. Guys, I have the best news ever. So, apparently, when the show was set up, it was set up for 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, the little chick's yelling in my ear, 90 seconds, 90 seconds. So I'm trying to change it, and it didn't work. So if you were listening online, you can no longer listen. So hopefully people will listen on demand after.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow. Epic fail.
seriously epic.
Wow.
Okay, I haven't talked to who got like something they're amazingly proud of for Christmas. I know this has probably already been addressed, but I just want to know.
No, we haven't. This is our first show since before Christmas that is no longer live streaming.
Best and worst gift. Go.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I got socks, and I really like that.
Socks. Oh, my.
Sorry,
Mike. No, socks are good. Socks are good. I had to, I'll let you go, but I just want to say I had to put a moratorium on socks, like, 2 years ago because for, like, 2 years in a row, everyone got me socks. And I have, like, 5 drawers full of socks, so I had to put a moratorium on socks.
Okay.
Just saying.
Gotcha. Okay, that's a moratorium. But what did you really like and what did you really not?
Okay. Best gift I think this year actually was my mom got it for me, is a Keurig. You know, the K cup, the coffee maker or whatever you want to call it. Love that. Worst gift, let's see. Well, this is like a double-edged sword. The worst gift, and you guys will think it's absolutely hilarious, my dad got me, like, a 48-pack of AA Duracell batteries.
I like it.
I know. That's one of those things. Like, I asked for those. But, you know,
okay.
I there wasn't anything that I really was like, oh. You know? I mean, because my family now, like, my sisters are older. My one sister's actually in college, believe it or not. She is in her second semester of her freshman year, and my other sister is in high school. So, like, they're older. They don't, you know, do the whole Santa thing anymore. They learned that Santa is, you know, real in our hearts. This is an adult show, in case anyone didn't pick up on that.
Right.
But now it's just we buy each other stuff that we need because, really, you know, we're all almost grown. And, I mean, I don't necessarily want anything. Like, I don't, you know, purposely need anything because if I want it, I buy it for myself. So we're kind of at a point where it's like, you know, my stepmom and I will go to Kohl's and I'll pick out, like, 10 sweaters, you know, and she'll buy 5 of them so it's somewhat of a surprise.
Okay. Well, so, did you get anything, though, from anyone? Like, it could just be a work person that was just out of whack, or no? Sounds like you did pretty good on your end.
I did pretty good. I guess the one thing, I got a pair of Christmas pot holders.
Okay. Those December.
Right. Like, they're really pretty, and, you know, it's the thought that counts. And, like, the thing is, it's like, they're so nice, I wouldn't want to use them. So that leaves me with, I guess, hanging them from my drawers, you know, which is not something I really do. That's something my mom does, like with her fancy decorative towels that she yells at me every time I use them. Then it's like, why do you have them hanging from your oven handle? But,
right.
You know. But, yeah, that was
totally
like, you know, the worst.
I totally get that. I'm not a fan of the guest towel hanging in kind of situation anyway, but you can't be mad when people use them. I think that's kind of the point, or allegedly, anyway. Okay.
No, they're for decoration only. Decoration
really?
Only. Yes.
Seriously. Because I'm a germaphobe, but I know that people don't want you to touch them, but people, they got wet hands, they see something hanging, and it's dry. I mean,
This is what I said to my mom, like, years ago when I was younger, because she would always yell at me. She gets the, you know, the frilly ones that look like, you know, grandma knitted the top of it, and it's got a little button, and it goes over the handle, and then it'll, you know, frill out at the bottom and has lace and says, like, you know, home sweet home, or, you know, you have two choices for dinner, take it or leave it, that sort of thing. And you hang it from your oven handle, it's across from the sink, of course I'm going to wipe my hands. It's like, don't use those. Well, the wires are hanging right there. If you don't want people to use it, hang it from, you know, a decorative wooden shelf thing on the wall. So then she started
doing
that.
I've never hanged those stuff.
Yeah.
Never, ever hang any kind of towel or thing that I don't want somebody to go right up, because they'll do it. I also have this thing where I don't want people washing their hands in my kitchen sink. I think that is supposed to take place in the bathroom. Seeing people wash their hands in my dishwater. Like, I want that on my cups now. Like, it's just, hands in the bathroom.
I'm kind of with you on that one a little bit. Like, the only, even myself living in my apartment, the only time I ever, well, if I ever do anything in my kitchen sink, it's, you know, washing dishes or whatnot. But, I mean, occasionally, like, if I do have to have something on my hands, like if I just use a Clorox wipe and wipe down my whole kitchen counter, I go to my kitchen sink and just run a little, you know, water over my hands, just rinse. But if I'm, like, washing my hands with, like, hand soap, that's in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, if you're cooking, yeah, you're starting with clean hands. I mean, you come in, you just finished the meat, now you got to move to something else. Then, yeah, by all means, I'm not saying run to the bathroom, because you're already in the process. You started from a sterile place. I'm talking the Joker that just came in my house from wherever the world they've been and will just wash hands over your dishwater, over your cups that are dirty in the sink already. You know, it's just, go in the bathroom. Another thing, don't wash your dishes with what my mom called the butt washing towel. Bathroom towels are for the body. Kitchen towels are for the dishes. Period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
are you telling me you know an individual that would take a butt-wiping towel, I can't speak, butt-wiping towel and dry the dishes?
They just spread these germs that they're washing their hands, their teeth in the kitchen.
You're not friendly with this person, because that's kind of a deal-breaker for me.
And here's my other thing. You know, and I didn't pick this up till New York. I mean, we know New York. You walk down the street, you know, your flip-flops, whatever. You come home, your feet are black. So if that's what happens with a flip-flop, that's what's really happening with every shoe, right? So it's really on the shoe.
Yeah.
People come into the bathroom where I step on my rug naked and clean and step on it with the shoes they just came from outside. You know, now you're putting the New York street germs on my rug. Again, I step on this thing naked.
In your pants? Why are people walking in your house with their shoes, number one? And two, how the hell are they getting to the bathroom rug with their shoes? That's nasty.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I don't make it a big deal. I'll just say, oh, hold on a second. And I'll go in and, like, flip the rugs or remove them. Like, if I have any kind of gathering, I remove all rugs because, you know, whatever. You want people to think like,
oh, yeah. Funny. You look
at it with germaphobe. I'm a little bit. I mean, come on. You know.
Well, let me ask you about this. How do you feel about cleaning the bottom of your bathtub with the toilet brush that you use to clean your toilet?
You should just be just burned at the stake. Who does that?
Toya, no. He's asking you this because it happened. Like, we were going to Mike's house. There was a group of us. We get to his house. And he's cleaning the bathroom, and I see him cleaning the bathtub with the toilet brush. Now, mind you, two thoughts in my head. First was, how utterly disgusting. The second thing was, that's actually kind of a genius idea, because you ain't got to bend over as far. But you. So then, this fool, like, we call him out for it on air or whatever, and then the next, I don't know, week or month or whatever, he's like, I just want everybody to know I bought a second brush just for the bathtub. No, he didn't. He a dead lie. He still uses that same toilet brush on his bathtub.
No, I do have
his toes.
toilet terms need to be so specifically just quarantined, alone. I mean, come on. Now we're really just talking about this.
Well, there's so many chemicals that you use. I mean, I use freaking the scrubbing bubbles, the Comet, the Ajax. I mean,
ain't nothing you can tell me, homie. You need to keep the toilet business in the toilet.
What's the matter? You don't want a
little
fecal matter on your feet?
And then you go put it on your clean rug. You really got
it. I would just die. I probably would just pass out. Like, literally. I would just pass out if I saw that.
I don't do that anymore because we got so many emails and people were just so outraged about that, apparently. I say so many things and they chose that to be outraged about. That I don't do that anymore.
It's not the right thing to do. So keep the bathroom germs in the bathroom. Keep the kitchen germs in the kitchen. Keep the toilet germs near the toilet. That's the moral of this whole conversation.
Well, let me ask you, how much would you pay for Rue McClanahan's toilet brush? Because I'm sure it's for sale at Rue's estate sale.
Good segue.
Look, I wouldn't pay a solitary guy. If they gave it to me, I'd give it back.
Well,
like,
the reason
me?
Mike brings this up, the other night, I don't know, I was just, doing one of my crazy things online where I can't sleep and I just get into aimless Googling. And it was Googling, like, cast fights between sitcoms and shows and whatnot. And one of the things that came up was the Golden Girls and how Bea Arthur hated Betty White. And somehow, like, I started clicking on stuff with Rue Rue. And I ended up on her website and they're selling all of her shit. Like, when I say all of her shit, I mean all of her shit. They're selling empty prescription bottles, her Medicaid card, old driver's licenses.
Why would anybody
you name
want
it?
That?
People are buying it because the stuff's sold. They keep putting, they're still putting stuff on there. Like, they're selling everything. Scarves, socks, shoes. Contracts from her original contract from the Golden Girls that was signed, they were selling that, and then people were kind of complaining because they were asking too much, so then they made copies of it, and they're selling copies of it, and people are buying this stuff.
Which one was
like that? Her driver's license, her Medicaid card, everything.
This is Blanche's stuff. I love Blanche. Not enough to own a freaking toilet brush. But I love her. Okay, that's right. No, that's just, but I guess on the other end, they could be trying to hold on to everything. Remember how they, like, had poor James Brown just out. Him out, his stuff out. So I guess, we're just going to get rid of all of it. I'm just saying. There's two ways to look at this thing. I wouldn't buy any of it, but maybe they just want to part with it all. She's dead now. Let her rest in peace with her toilet brush and everything else.
I sent it to Mike because I was so appalled because it's something my grandmother would do. She has a tendency when somebody dies, she will sell everything down to the last roll of toilet paper if she can make 10 cents. Like that's how my grandmother is. And it's kind of sickening to me, especially when and I don't know what's going on with the roofing. I don't know if how it works or what they're doing. But, like, even if there was something that was sentimental to somebody else, she'd sell it. Now, or they'd have to buy it from her. If it's something she wants, however, of course, and she's going to keep it, I'm like, well, you should have to pay for it just like everybody else. But it kind of made me a little sick. And then there is more, like, there wasn't much information. Like, I thought there'd be, like, questions and answers, one of those things that you could click on to be like, are you people nuts? But apparently she was filming a documentary when she died, and I guess part of the money is going to help finish it or edit it or something.
You're selling this woman's
empty prescription bottles. Like,
what
her empty prescription. It doesn't really say. Like, it just says the estate of Rue. Isn't that what the website is, Mike?
Yeah, it's really, I would love for whoever runs that, or if someone knows,
I will email her.
Or,
Well, it's gonna be next to
I would hope. I mean, I seriously, at first when I started reviewing this link to you guys, I clicked through it and I kept reading. I'm like, it took me a minute to, and I'm still kind of on the fence. Like, is this legit or did someone throw this up here and this is sort of like a joke? Because it seriously is like her old credit cards, driver's licenses, her Medicaid card. And then as I started going through, I'm like, well, no. I guess this has to be real because who else would have all this crap other than her family? And then I'm like, seriously? They're selling her driver's license to profit
right,
off of this? Did the woman not die with a penny to her name?
Whoever it is was close to her because they changed, like, her Twitter handle and stuff and all those
wait,
kind of things.
Wait, did you say that she died broke?
Well, I don't know.
That's
what I was wondering. I'm like, does the woman not have a penny to her name and her kids are trying to sell off? I mean, it's like, it could go out
well, see, now, maybe not that, because there's no way, I mean, the Golden Girls are still in syndication. Those chicks will get checks. Their grandkids will be getting checks from that show. But, so now she was broke, but maybe she just didn't like them and didn't leave them anything.
Right?
To, like,
I mean, that could be, like, here, you get all my crap, you want it, you gotta sell it.
I mean, it's
or,
crazy, like, they have her scars, her coat.
Or even worse, she did leave them stuff, and they're just greedy and just getting more, which is probably
yeah.
really going on.
I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, that's really kind of sad. I mean, I guess if you're really a huge fan of the Golden Girls, and say, particularly of Blanche or Rue McClanahan and all the other wonderful things that she's done, you know, you might want a little bit of something. But seriously, the prices are ridiculous. Like, I would, you know, the copies of her original contract and stuff are going for, I think, $225 or $275. Like, that's a lot of money.
What was that
Photocopy of her contract that she had for Golden Girls.
I could see
now,
that
and
selling thing.
Now, well, the original one was like over $2,000. The thing that killed me with that was, cause I was like, oh, you know, I'm real nosy and that kind of stuff interests me. So, like, I was thinking like maybe $10 or something. Like, I ought to bought a copy of it, you know, just to kind of
well,
see
yeah.
it or whatever. But then it was like, well, this is the first one, so she got paid more later with another contract. Well, where's that contract? Like, I want that needs to include all of her contracts when she re-upped and got paid more. Like, I want to see it all. Like, I'm not trying to just see the one, especially for $225. And I think it wouldn't bother me so much. Why are you selling this woman's old credit cards and Medicaid card and her empty pill bottles? Like, I can't get past it.
Yeah, that's
inappropriate.
And I'm on the estate now, or I'm on the website now. It's estateofrue.com. And you can go through, they sell her Disney sweater, girl, her Disney sweater.
But look, the other side of this thing is they're buying it. You know, like,
true.
They couldn't sell it
yeah.
if people weren't buying it. I mean, that's just as gross.
I mean, I got to think about it, and I'm like, okay, well, seriously, if you know, I died before my parents and my sisters and whatnot, like, they would sell my shit, you know? I mean,
no,
I don't
they,
know if they would go as far
you
as
know
as
they'd
as,
ship
you know.
It over here.
Yeah, because you'd be right there looking for a handout.
And then
you know,
I would turn around and sell it.
So, yeah, there you go. My shit may end up online, folks. You never know.
You know
you
what?
Never know.
It wouldn't bother me one bit. Sell it all. I mean, if you can get... We had a talk, and oh, God, I hope my brother isn't listening, but because he's going to be the one that's going to have a problem with this. But my mom has decided, this is a woman who's been in the medical field her entire life, that instead of, like, even though she's already bought and paid for everything, she's decided she wants to just give her body to science. And then we have this, like, a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why would you guys spend more insurance money putting me literally in the ground forever? Like, because, you know, a cheap funeral is $10,000. That's
yeah.
like, that's like dirt cheap. So, you know, you want to do it right, you're talking $15,000, $20,000 up, you know, for something. It's just ridiculous. And I guess she's thought about it. And for her generation, giving her body to science as a black woman, are you kidding? What? That's
I know a lot of people that are doing that. I think it's great.
Yeah, me too. And I was like, whoa, you know, so I told her, I was like, we have to get this legally on paper before you leave here, because if we do not, I mean, there are six of us. It's just, even though she'll say it, they won't want to do it. But the point is, it's like, people, you can't take it with you. So, hey,
That's true. I wonder how much my used condoms would get.
They are selling this woman's dishes for like crazy. I'm just going over it. And then I just saw they have a three-piece outfit. Apparently this chick kept a lot of her clothes from the show. And it even says in here, like, it shows the photo from the episode. And it's funny because, you know, if you watch the show, you remember the outfits because they were so kind of crazy, you know. And it talks about she wore it regularly over the years. In fact, when she put on weight in her later years, she had the sides of the shell slit and gussets. And the gussets, I don't know, added so that she could continue to wear the pieces. The stirrup pants are size large, and they have some stretch to them, and the jacket is one size fits all.
Oh!
And it comes with a certificate of authenticity for only $1,500. And you know what? If I had $1,500, I might buy it and put that bitch on.
He had a really cool style, though. So, I know, if I was that dedicated to the cause, I would definitely buy something and pimp it out a little bit more. But she had it. She had a great sense of fashion. Hey, okay. Listen. The sad part is now everybody's going to follow suit. But, I mean, you know, who knows what the situation is. If, you know, maybe it's going to a good cause. I don't know. But I've heard of
they also sold her address book, her personal address book. And it says on here, a lot of it is still accurate, and it says, no, just like when we sold the other address book, no stalkers, please. When you call Betty, she actually answers the phone, and she works really hard, so we don't want anyone bothering her. This item is for a fan's personal collection and not to be published either. It is really interesting to look through the pages and recognize other stars or power brokers from a certain period. Like, are you kidding? Like, they're selling stuff with other celebrities' phone numbers and addresses. Like, I'd be pissed.
I mean, something like that, I mean, $750 and you don't guarantee Betty White's going to be in there, you know. I mean, just to actually, like, call and have her pick up, like, something like that's what makes me think this whole thing is fake. It's like, seriously? But I don't know. Very weird, very weird.
But you didn't say what you did or didn't like about your Christmas gift. I don't think we got it. I don't know. I just remember that didn't come up, and I really want to know.
Oh, sorry. I'm just so tripping over.
I just have a feeling I'm going to enjoy this. I'm sorry. I just don't want to forget.
It was kind of really lackluster. Like, I liked everything I got. I got a lot of simple things this year because that's all I really needed. But the thing that I bought myself ended up turning into a fucking nightmare. Pardon my French. I know you hate it.
The rabbit.
But it really was. Okay. Let me just first. My Christmas vacation from the radio show started like this. My microwave blew up. Followed by my bunny that I bought the day after Christmas died exactly a week later and had to be put to sleep almost to the minute of the moment I got the bunny. So that was really traumatic. The oven broke, and then the furnace blew. Amongst some other things. Girl, can I tell you, I was about to check out.
When it rains, it pours, man.
Girl, it was not cute.
How did you get, okay, aren't these things you need for your holiday to be successful?
Well, the microwave blew before New Year's Eve. But I was like, you know, I don't really use it anyways because I like to warm up myself in the oven, which could have been why the oven blew. So I'm like, I don't really need it. Well, after you go a few days without a microwave, you'll realize, I guess I do use it because when it blew, Joe was in the middle of making me some microwave popcorn, and I really wanted this popcorn, okay? So I was so pissed, and he's, like, sparking, and it's going crazy, and he's screaming, and I'm like, just unplug it. He's like, it's going to blow me up. I'm like, just go and unplug it. Like, he unplugs it and immediately goes and throws it outside. Like, I mean, he just chucked it right off the back deck into the yard. Like, he was just petrified. I'm like, have you never seen a microwave? Like, you know, when they've just reached their peak and they just kind of do that thing like there's metal in them? It would happen. Like, I've had that microwave probably for 10 years, but it was a, you know, it was a good one. So, whatever.
You had had enough. It was done.
So then, I'm on the phone with my angry Midge friend, and she's, I'm like, I'm so mad. I really want a popcorn, and it's cold, and it's snowing, and I'm not going to the store. She's like, well, just put it in a pan. So I rip the, I get another bag of Mac and A popcorn, rip it open, throw it in the pan with some oil, and I put it in like my, you know, like the size pan you'd put like for pasta in to boil it, the big one. Now I get it on the oven, I'm shaking the shit out of it, and why all of a sudden does the knob for the top of the pan rattle off, and then the insides of it fall in the popcorn, and it's got like a rubber piece. So at this point, now I have to stop making the popcorn because I don't want the rubber piece to melt because it's so hot. So now I've only got half a bag of popcorn and the lid to my pan is screwed. So I have to get tongs, pull it out. I ate the popcorn.
My
it was okay. It wasn't all that great. And then I was so mad, I just threw the lid in the sink and threw the pieces on the counter and walked away because I was just done. Like, I was so mad, and all I wanted was some popcorn, okay? So,
yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, I was pissed. So, whatever, not so bad. Then the oven goes. Thank God I've got roasting pans for when the holidays come, because I really had to use the roasting pans to get through the holidays with no microwave. Like, it was a problem. Like, my mother came over with some. She's like, oh, this needs to be warmed up. I'm like, well, where would you like me to warm it up? Because there's a turkey in my small-ass oven, and the two roasting pans is filled. So unless you're going to go out there and, like, set it on your car engine to warm it up, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
So she wasn't really pleased. Well, then it dawned on me a few days later, of course, after the oven breaks, that there's a microwave down in the basement that was left from my friend that owned the house before us. But it's one that goes, like, above an oven, and it's huge, okay? Like, I've tried to sell this thing at a yard sale twice. Nobody will buy it. I even put $30 on it. Nobody will buy it. I'm like, I don't even know if it works. Well, Joe brought it up. I mean, it's 30 inches wide. It's as wide as a stove, you know? So it's massive. And now it's on the microwave stand. I have to take a picture, and it's got, like, the vent thing on top of it, you know, so you can blow the air. And it's now in the kitchen, and we're using that. So I'm like, I'm not buying another one.
Listen, those microwaves are awesome, because that's exactly the type that I have in my apartment. And, like, it's one of those things, you get used to having something a certain way, you can never go back. I mean, I go to my parents' house now, and they had to get the regular, like, you know, countertop-style ones, or, you know, back when my dad built our house, it was popular to have, you guys have probably seen them, it's half a cabinet, like the upper part's a cabinet, and then there's like a shelf that you put a microwave on, so it's almost built in, but not really built in. You know, but it's still a regular-sized microwave. I can't stand it. It's too small. Like, I need my big, gigantic, 1,200-watt, like, GE commercial microwave with vented nightlight. Yeah, I can't live without it.
Our old microwave was huge, you know, the one that we had. But here's the thing. Like, again, I said I had the thing for 10 years. So, about 5 years ago, I had to pull it out of storage to use it because the microwave that I had broke. But this, I had, all my kitchen appliances were black. This microwave was white, so of course I'm not going to use it, so it just sat in storage. Well, at one point, because I'm a kitchen hoarder, I had about six huge boxes of kitchen stuff that I gave away from, like, FreeCycle. Well, I accidentally gave away the microwave plate.
Whoops.
And when I looked up to get a replacement, they're, like, more expensive than the microwave. So it was, I just threw in,
like,
I have.
Yeah, I was like, you even got to buy that.
Right. Well, I have, like, these plates from Syracuse, China. They're, like, restaurant, like, strength, you know, heavy. Like, you could throw them at somebody's head and they won't break kind of stuff. Real heavy, and you could put them in the oven. They're great. They're white. They're simple, and I have a ton of them. So I just threw one of the big ones in there as the microwave plate and called it a day. Well, then one of my friends owns a sub shop, and their microwaves kind of go, so they had a bunch of extra plates. So they gave me a few of them to figure out which one worked the best. So it wobbled, and sometimes it didn't turn, but it worked pretty good. Well, my brother went to use it, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and the thing just blew up and shattered. I should have known then that things were going downhill, because the plate, I mean, shattered into a million pieces in the microwave, all over the kitchen, and my brother's like, I'm sorry, and then, but I didn't realize he had left the mess. And what made me mad the most is I had just cleaned the microwave the day before it blew up.
Oh, yeah, that would get me going, too. That's not fun to clean the microwave.
Right? 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 So, I mean, and then...
I don't get dirty, so I don't know.
Well, because I don't use it regularly, so Joe or whoever's here uses it. Like, I don't pay attention because I really don't use it that often. You know, but then when I do, like, it annoys me. But the other thing that was wrong was the button kind of stuck. So, like, if you didn't, like, check the button, you'd think the light was on, but it was just messed up. Like, it needed to go. It was on its last leg. It has served me well for years. Rest its soul. But, yeah, so now I've got this big honking thing. And it is kind of fun, though. Like, I have it sit on the microwave stand, and, like, yesterday, just for shits and giggles, I turned the fan on.
Well, you know, who was I to just say, you know, sometimes you're just using these things and you can't go back and, you know, but I've never lived in my entire life without having cable TV, and I don't have it. It's been, what's it been, Jeff, like a month now? And I'm so cool. I'm so cool. You know, because the thing is, like, here's the truth. Like, everything we watch is on the internet the next day.
Yeah.
Like, literally
exactly.
Everything. And... even, I got to tell you, Jeff, like, when you're ready, because I know you're still scared, but trust me, it's okay out here. And they even sell devices now where whatever I'm streaming on my laptop, I can stream on my TV. So it's like, I mean, I'm watching my favorite stuff commercial-free because it's online. Now, may not mean I can watch Scandal at 9 o'clock with everybody else, but I'm usually not available anyway. So
right, no,
I'm spending all this money really for on-demand. So what was the point? I might as well just, I have to have internet. You got to have it. Buy this little device at Radio Shack or any of these other places. And I'm watching TV. I'm working on my laptop. I'm not paying almost $200 for cable. You know, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And then, like, I got Apple TV for Christmas, which is, like, the best gift ever. But some people already have this on their TV, and some people already have it on their Blu-ray if you have a really nice one. But basically, you know, you can, it's like having apps on your phone. So you have the Netflix app and this app and that app. I mean, it's basically every station, every TV station has an app.
With the Apple TV, you can get the apps for the TV stations?
Yes. I mean, like I said, it's just like on your iPhone, you download... all that stuff you can do.
I didn't know that. Because the other doohickey I have, I mean, I haven't looked at it, but I don't think that you could get the apps like I could, because I told you I have all the apps on my iPad for all the networks. So I can watch all the stuff on that. But
what
I didn't know.
Apple TV or Roku? Roku is cheaper. It's just set up off the Android system. They actually even have more stuff on Roku. The only really cool thing about Apple TV is if I'm watching something on my iPad or my phone or my laptop.
Yeah.
I'll have to just press the button and boom, it goes to my TV.
The Apple AirPlay, that's very cool.
Yeah, and that's only the last couple of years of laptops, but your iPad obviously would definitely have it. But yeah, so that's cool. But, you know, like
that's
you said,
what
you buy this device, it doesn't even matter because every brand sells this little device where even if it's just something you're streaming on your laptop, you know, you press the button, you hook up the thing, and bam, it's on your TV. And it's not like some weird cord. It's over your Wi-Fi network. It's kind of cool.
Well, that's kind of fast, yeah.
Cable bills.
I've been struggling with it because I have Verizon for the you know, all of it, and I have to keep my home phone because of the businesses. So that was kind of the next issue. So to do that with Verizon, I'd literally go from, like, a $160 cable bill to an $89 internet bill with taxes. And I'm like, no, $89, like, that's not really good for me because with taxes, it's still going to be over $100. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, that's
I'm saving $60.
Let me tell you what you do.
No, I called.
and you look at the prices the new customers get, because that's as cheap as it's going to get. They're never going to offer you lower than what they're offering the new customers.
And the cheapest I can get it for was $79.
That's it then. You're not going to get past that.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Girl, I called them, and I try. I'm like, bitches, I'm leaving. Like, I'm packing my shit, and I'm leaving.
You got to do
they
that.
They did not care. They weren't trying to do nothing. So I called the competitor, right, who I hate, Time Warner. And I was like, so what you going to charge me? $34.99 for the home phone and the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, that's not so bad now we're talking. But then, of course, like, I was literally about to, like, schedule the startup date, and then I was like, well, let's just get through the holidays.
No, you got to do it, man. Join me. Now, if I could just figure out how to get AT&T to stop being so expensive, I don't think there's any way, but...
I'm telling you, the cell phone's next. $220 a month for three phones, it's going. I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to take my iPhone with me. I'm going to keep my number. I'm going to go get that, whatever the hell it's called, for $45 a month.
Well, you know, this is what I can't figure it out. It's like there are so many other phones out there, and it really is, like, I guess, depending on your mindset. Like, you know, everyone thinks cell phones, you need to have AT&T, Sprint, or Verizon. Well, you know, those companies market themselves to a certain broad spectrum of people, but those other companies like AT&T has the Go phone, Verizon has their prepaid, and it's, you know, Cricket or whatever, it's the same thing, it's the same network, and with Cricket you get, like, unlimited everything for $45 a month. And,
can you not phone? I'm really attached to my iPhone. Can you do that?
I think on Virgin Mobile, you can't.
Well, you can, and you can do it on the Walmart one.
Yeah.
You can do it on the Walmart one, too. The iPhone. You can bring your iPhone. Because whatever the Walmart one is, that bounces off the Verizon, and it's actually through Verizon or whatever somehow.
Which means they have service.
Yeah, you've got basically Verizon service, but you're paying half for it. And you can keep your Verizon phone. But the thing, after 2 years, like, my contract will be up in 2 years, but it's like that my iPhone's going to be 2 years old. But it still works better than any other phone I've had. I don't have any complaints. So as long as it keeps working, no problem. But you think about it. So even if, which I think that the 5Cs or whatever, those phones outright are even cheaper. But before, like, you had to spend the $600 on the iPhone. Okay, not so bad. But you could probably get a lightly used one for a couple hundred. But even $600, so let's say $100 per 6 months plus the $45, okay? $145. For me, I'm still saving money every month, and the phone paid off in 6 months. So now I have another year and a half. The phone already paid for itself, and I'm still saving money. Like, no matter what way I go, it's a beautiful situation.
You know, I don't even know why this reminded me of this. So I'm not even going to try to think of some funny way to tie it together, but what do you think about this whole Beyonce releasing her whole album thing without marketing? What do you think about that? Is anybody like me where it's like, I mean, she could, like, sit in the street at this point and it would go platinum because this is where she is in her career. Like, does anybody think it's a huge deal?
Wait, I think it's, you know, it's unique. Beyonce. I mean, you're right about that. I mean, she, at this point with her album, she can drop an album with minimal marketing or no marketing. People are going to buy it.
Yeah, with none.
Yeah, it's just what it is.
None.
This is where she is right now.
That's awesome. Well, I think it's kind of genius because think about how much money she's just saved herself and how much more money went into her pocket.
And that's why I'm not surprised, right? Because she, you know, Jay-Z still very much has the pusher man mentality, and, you know, it's all about cutting out the middleman. So I'm sure he heavily influenced that decision as well. But it's like, I mean, logically, if I'm at the top of my game, that means everything I do is noteworthy and people watch. So if I release an album and it's banging, complete with a whole set of new videos, I don't have to pay for marketing or anything else because I'm me.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I just didn't think it was, like, genius more than, like, kind of like a reversal because she, I mean, she is where she is. She doesn't have to pay for those things.
I don't even think it's about that anymore. Like, I think it, to a lot, I mean, obviously, because of who she is, obviously, definitely helped. But social media now, like, you are directly connected to millions and millions of people. So even if you're a smaller artist, but you have, you know, I don't think it's uncommon now. Like, if you're, you know, pretty decent, good size, you know, a couple million, whatever, followers. So if you go, hey, I just released an album with all these music videos, you're going to get traffic. And as long as it's a great album and you have solid work, word of mouth is going to do the rest. Because you have access to a couple of million of people. You're done.
Yeah, I mean, but to a certain extent, because I definitely don't downplay record deals by any means. I mean, at her point, she no longer needs that. But there will come a time, again, you know, this thing is cyclical, so there will. I mean, who thought right now, like, who thought that Janet would ever get to the point where she has an album and nobody kind of really cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, even
well, because it's not good.
I think you're going to go, well, but that's my point. Like, you know, just because you're hot today doesn't mean you're going to be hot next week or next year or
right.
in 10 years. So it's like, yeah, the thing about a record deal is, I mean, they can make it where everybody around the world knows Tuesday at 4 o'clock, you know, you're out, your video is showing every single place in the world, your song is playing, you know, you can't, people ask me about that all the time, you cannot knock what they can do for you because of their reach and their resources. But she's already, all that has benefited her so greatly, she doesn't necessarily need it right now. There will come a day she'll need it again, but not right now. I think it was a smart move, but I don't find it like, oh my God, that's so brilliant. That's just common sense. Because what
right.
people don't
well,
realize about
yeah.
the music industry is everything they spend on her, she has to pay them back. It's
right.
not, oh, we're going to do this.
Well,
we're
I think
no,
a lot of people don't get that. Like, I think a lot of people, again, like, don't, like, even with American Idol, yes, they got a $1 million offer, but that had to pay for their music career. Like, they
yeah.
didn't get $1 million. One, it was tax.
No.
So,
I mean, literally down to the person who did their makeup on the video. You, everybody gets paid out of what you're making. Music is not, it's, that's why artists have so many endorsements, because that's really how they eat.
And their concerts,
but, you know.
Like that's that. But then
oh,
even
yeah,
them
absolutely.
With their concerts, they've got to pay. So, and this is what kills me. Like, I think it's great they want to put on a big spectacular show. That's all fantastical. But I'm sorry, baby, I'm cheap. Like, you came to see me. So if it's like, you know, if I was Britney, it'd be me and a couple of backup dancers. You know what I'm saying?
But,
or
honest, but
that's
like,
probably not
the fireworks work though. Fireworks really work, and that's
height.
How you can charge the $300 to $500 a seat type of madness. That's how you get it.
Well, right. I mean, if you can do that,
shows.
That's great. But I mean, for the other artists,
yeah.
you know, then whatever. Or, you know, even Whitney. Like, bitch got pipes. She don't need the tigers and the fireworks. Like, I want to hear Whitney. Well, I did
yeah,
want to hear Whitney, and so her voice cracked.
That's a whole different type of artist. You know, there are people who are just known for singing, and there are people who are known for entertaining. And those people, they got to have the bells and whistles. And I like to say,
like,
I think it's amazing.
There was some rock band from, like, the 80s, maybe even longer than that, like one of the bigger ones, that they'd talk about how they'd constantly all go broke, need to go back on tour, so they'd remortgage
yep.
their houses to pay for a concert to make money. And I just was like,
yeah.
that is the funniest thing in the world to me, that in order for them to go out on tour, they had to remortgage their houses because they had to pay for it all in order
right.
to make money again so that they could
right.
live for the next 5 years and then do
yeah.
it all over again. I'm like, well, it's
right.
kind of genius, though, because it works.
It does, because the upfront, the starting cost of a tour is pretty significant. But if you have enough buzz and you can build a seat, you'll make it back in no time. But the upfront, oh, my God, it's massive. It's massive.
Right, like, it kills me.
And artists, people, musicians, none of that, anything music-related, but those people do not work on credit, and they don't work for free. So they want theirs out to the gig. It's like, nah, dog, you got to pay me tonight at 8 o'clock, or your life won't go up at 8 or 5. Just wait a minute. You know, they don't play, because music is so such a dirty business. So, you know, people don't, they've just gotten out of the habit of favor. Just ain't happening. So it's a really expensive business. So when you're at the stage where you don't need nothing but Facebook, Twitter, and whatever, you still gonna go triple platinum or whatever. That's pretty freaking awesome. Again, at her level, not fantastic or not brilliant. Oh my God! But definitely blessed to be her. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty.
I mean, she worked hard enough and earned her way to get to the point where she is. So.
Right. Yeah. Now, if we could just work on the PR portion and not go into vegan restaurants wearing cowhide, I mean, sky's the limit.
That's a problem. Oh, Toya, there's so many reasons why I love you.
Somebody sent me that. I was like, really, dude? Like, really? I mean, that's just step number one. Don't wear animal things to the vegan place. That's just, come on.
Words to Live By Miss Toya Nash. Toya and Michael, thank you so much for being here with me. Thanks, everybody. We will see you next week, and hopefully we'll be live for the whole hour. Now our music doesn't play? Okay.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. I'll turn this shit off.